time now for letters from our listeners. The last installment in our series, Along for the Ride, explored the world of comic book enthusiasts, but many listeners weren't so enthusiastic about our story, including J.P. Collins of Binghamton, New York. He writes, "The piece in question was not only insulting to me as a lifelong comics reader, but also as an intelligent, literate, and creative person. What seems on the surface a glimpse of the obsessive nature of comic readers is actually a dismissive diatribe that perpetuates the elitist notion that such people can't handle reality. Perhaps there is some truth to the stereotype of NPR as a haven for snooty liberals. I guess if NPR sees no harm in promoting stereotypes or exaggerating the nature of fandom, it's reasonable to apply the same standard to NPR itself." And our interview with filmmaker Susan Fromke about her documentary Lali's Kin upset several listeners who questioned Fromke's motives when she filmed a girl who couldn't go to school because she didn't have money for pencils. Kathleen Tatterson of Evansville, Indiana writes, "As a former journalist, I can appreciate the need for impartiality of one's subject, but to do nothing when to do something would take no effort whatsoever is, in my view, contributing to the problem. Please tell me where to send the check, and I will buy those kids some paper and pencils." We should note that the filmmakers did, in fact, provide Lali with groceries between each visit with her family. We welcome your thoughts and comments about our show. Write to us at watc@npr.org. Be sure to tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name.